You know, it's funny. I've been working on various drafts of something I want to write for today being the 20th anniversary. It was on this day 20 years ago that Chris Lydon interviewed me for the first episode of what became his podcast series, which was transformative, not just of podcasting, but of blogging as well. And that series continues to this day. It's called Radio Open Source, and it's consistently the most thoughtful and challenging podcast out there. I've heard people say that and it's very true that it's like continuing education. Unlike much of what's out there, I mean, there are some really good podcasts out there that are like that, but Chris and Mary McGrath, his producer, and the people that work with him on the podcast, they've been doing consistently for 20 years, and their foundation that they set in those early years is a part of what podcasting is today. It's very hard to well, anyway, let's just leave it at that. I think that's pretty awesome. I also think somebody ought to interview Chris. I mean, Chris is the I've always felt like when I'm with Chris, no matter what, whether there's a microphone or not, it's like an NPR show. I'm having dinner with NPR basically when I go out with Chris. So somebody, because there's a story there, and you have to go read the Wikipedia page for Chris, and you'll see that he was involved in a big controversy with I believe it was WBUR. It was one of the two public radio stations in Boston. I think it was BUR. And it was at the dawn of the internet. And Chris's idea was that he was, well, I think I'll let the history speak for itself. I was nowhere near the middle of it, but I was aware of it. And then it struck me that Chris embracing podcasting. And while Chris is something of a technophobe, he's not comfortable with technology. I think that he was probably more comfortable with the idea of going direct than any of us knew. That, I mean, I was a software developer, and that's where I came from, and I saw the web as a way to get around the gatekeepers in the tech industry, which we're constantly creating new hurdles for developers to jump over, and being very selective in who they'd work with, which made it all very random, you know. The web, there was nobody to say, you can't publish this, or, you know, we're going to break you. You know, this was the beauty of the web. It was stable, it was simple, and there was no gatekeeper, nobody to say you can't do it. And I imagine that in 2003, that idea must have looked pretty good to Chris and Mary, because of how they had just been through this thing with a gatekeeper. So I think there's a story there, and I think maybe somebody ought to interview them. I think if Chris knew that story were out there, he probably would want to interview that person. So, and to both of them, to Chris and Mary, it is like this great saying that my friend Naked Jen, you should interview her, by the way. Naked Jen would be an incredible, I mean, incredible interview for you. Also, by the way, Chris and Mary, if you hear this, I mean, there's a whole new podcast industry being born right now with young people who when I hear them, I say, well, you know, okay, I guess that sounds like something you might want to do. And it just go fine, keep, you know, go for it. Those would be interesting people, if you're up for it, to go talk to, the same way you did in 2003 and 2004 with the founders of the blogging world, the people who started the political blogs and the literary and art and food and well, really wherever curiosity took you. And it took us, I remember every time, I think it was every Thursday was when it came out. And I was living in West Newton at the time, and I had a very specific walk that I did on Thursdays timed to get me through the whole podcast. And it was something. I mean, it was something. And the thing was seeing the idea. Let's put it in the first person. Seeing the idea that I had, 5 years earlier, and had built everything that I could build short of doing the programming myself, the radio side of it. And I had been constantly knocking on doors and sending people emails and meeting with tech companies and all kinds of shit. And, you know, lots of, you know, oh, that's really interesting. We'll get back to you. No, but it was that moment at Harvard when I was sitting in, it was a computer room or something at Berkman. Berkman had a nice little house on Mass Ave, and you know, three. It wasn't that little. It was a house, though. I mean, it was a research center in a house, which actually was kind of common around there. And I was sitting in there, and there was a bulletin board above the screen. And, you know, it was a college or university. And so there's things you see on bulletin boards. And one of them was said, come meet Christopher Lydon. He's now a Berkman Fellow, and he's doing a sort of meet and greet sort of thing, which they basically sit down at the conference table, and we all talk about this person with them there, and they ask questions. It's a very nice. It's one of the things that academia does really well. It says, well, there's a new person here. We all ought to get a chance to respect him. So come meet Christopher Lydon. And of course, as a public radio listener, I knew exactly who Christopher Lydon was. Yeah, I listened to him many times on various different, you know, NPR stations. And my first thought was, well, maybe we can get this audio blogging thing off the ground. So I'm always thinking about that. Once there's an idea that I think has to happen, I'm always trying to think of who is it that will find this idea, like, would be receptive to it. So Naked Jen says something. I don't, let's see if I can get it right. You can fake caring, but you can't fake showing up. It's so true. You know, it's very rare when you meet somebody like Chris and Mary, Mary McGrath, who's his producer, who, when you say, hey, what do you think? You want to do this? And something about the idea resonates with them. And I think we'll leave it up to Chris to tell us what it was what that was. I would like to hear that. What resonated with him? Why did he say yes? And the thing is that within a very short period of time, with the help of Bob Doyle, it's worth a mention, Bob did his engineering. And very short period of time, there was the podcast, and I was listening to it on my walk in West Newton. And that's an amazing feeling when you had a vision you had an idea for something that ought to be in the world. And then a relatively short period of time later, you're listening to it. And you go, wow, that was pretty cool. And on my own personal note is that things like that is what makes me want to keep doing things like that. That's the best product you can make. It's nice to have a product that goes to the top of the charts and makes lots of money, and then you go public and all that, you know? But this is better. This is better for a lot of reasons. Ask me why sometime, I'll tell you. But so anyway, let's just remember July 9th, 2003. As being the day something really good got started, for real. And Many thanks to the radio open source folk, to Mary McGrath and Chris Lydon. Many happy returns. Talk to you soon. Bye.